Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
Would you consider yourself an emotional person? Is it easy for you to cry? In that category, I put my mum and well, sometimes, depending on what mood she's in for the week, Joe.
Right, listen. Can I just say, I don't cry at anything.
Right. But all right, say that and then finish your story, love, and then I'll just sit here with my arms folded. You carry on.
Right, I went to see a movie the other day.
Right.
And I had a massive cry at the end. Like a big, old, emotional...
In the cinema? Like, yeah, did you not save it till you got home?
I had to go to the loo straight afterwards. I had to walk with my head... Like, you know when you walk in, it's dark in the cinema, you think, right, I'll get out now so no one sees me. And then they're waiting outside to clean the cinema up, the people who work there. And you go, yeah, thank you, thanks for opening the door. And then I just literally scuttled off to the loo so nobody to gather myself.
Do you think there's a concern of the cinema cleaner? Like, we have to make sure we've always got loo roll in the toilets for people crying. Because you know now at that point when you go, you need to wipe your tears away, Joe.
100%. They should have tissues by the seats.
Right, can we have
especially
that in a little...
Especially for this movie.
Not just a bit to put your Coke. Can we have some... your bucket of Coke. Can we have a tissues, please, in the middle of the cinema for Joe?
The movie was Eddie the Eagle.
I mean, come on. Isn't it like a sports celebration movie about some ski jumper?
Do you remember the Eddie the Eagle story? Are you too young?
I'm youthful, I think, Joe.
Do you actually remember?
I know my mum knows Eddie the Eagle and she knows the story because I've it's one of them things that's passed over my head. I kind of know.
Oh, well, you'll probably even have more of a cry. You see, the thing about Eddie the Eagle, like, it's just this, he just grew up wanting to be a ski jumper in the Olympics and, like, you know.
Hold on, are you going to spoil the film for everyone?
No, because we all know the story. It's a true story.
Right, okay.
But this is my point to it. Like, we all know the story. We all know whether he wins or loses. We all know whether he gets to the Olympics. Because we all know his story because it was so well documented. And yet I still cried.
Because you've seen...
At the end.
You saw the ins and out of the magic, Joe. You saw all in between. Yeah. That's pathetic. Come on.
No!
Come
Can
on.
I just... Look, I don't want to be the only one who's cried at Eddie the Eagle because I realise it looks really stupid. And I know there are other great movies out at the moment for you to get involved in, like the Batman movie. And I'll say this right now.
That bring a tear to my
Eddie
eye,
the
that.
Eagle, despite what happens at the end of Batman... Oh... Eddie the Eagle is still a better movie.
Whoa.
And makes you cry more. I don't even know what
Batman.
To say.
There you go, Marvel. There you go with your big blockbuster, all them billions spent on your franchise. And
but Sparky, when he grew up, he just didn't think he was going to get there.
Forget
again.
Superheroes, ski jumpers, man.
Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.